Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Stephen Cholak, regular voice here at Worldwide KFUO, and a busy man here at the International Center, does just about everything. Special Ministries Coordinator in the Office of National Mission, particularly in youth ministry, correct?
Correct.
Well, welcome back to His Time,
Thank
Pastor
Cholak. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's great to be with you.
Well, you've got some exciting stuff. You've been working on a project for some time now, trying to get things geared up and ready for the launch of Lutheran Youth Corps, correct?
That is so correct.
And I know we've had a chance to talk about it on Faith and Family, but for those who didn't get to catch that story, tell us, what is Lutheran Youth Corps?
Lutheran Youth Corps is a long-term, and what I mean by long-term is 1 year, roughly 11 months, of intentional service in an inner city for young adults. So we'll bring, say, 10 to 12 young adults, that's 18 to 25, into a city. They'll live together in an intentional community with a site supervisor, mercy coordinator, and they'll do acts of love and mercy in that city sort of area with partners as congregations and mm-hmm. service organizations and other people that during that whole year long time.
So this is a long-term opportunity for service, volunteering, if you will.
Correct.
Serving for young people, age range that we're talking about.
Yeah, this is 18 to 25. And I think specifically we're targeting that gap between high school and college. So mm-hmm. you want to wait just a little bit before you start college. Also then the time when you've finished all your gen eds and you still haven't figured out what you want to do with your mm-hmm. life and you say, oh, I need some more time to think about it. I want to get my feet wet. You can take a year off of college and come do this with us. Get some experience, some internship hours, some literally on the feet running time,
yeah.
and then you can go back to college and figure out what you want to do.
So it's kind of getting out in the real world, if you will, outside of the classroom, the real world classroom, and getting some experience and doing some good while you're at it.
Exactly. We have two pilot locations scheduled for next summer. And so we've been working the last year and a half trying mm-hmm. to get these things off the ground. We're starting domestically. We're going to do one in St. Louis here and one in Philadelphia. Our partner here in St. Louis is going to be Emmaus Lutheran Church. We'll do most of our things there in the Fox Park neighborhood. And then in Philadelphia, we're partnering with Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries and Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church, which is a church plant that Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries has started there in North Philly.
What is a typical day look like? Is there a typical day for someone who's serving in Lutheran Youth Corps?
Yeah, well, we're going to do all of the normal family kind of things together.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll wake up, you'll do morning prayer together, you'll eat breakfast together, we'll have a little bit of time to talk about God, you know, that devotion time, and then everyone will part their ways. You maybe pack their lunch first, but part their ways and go to an internship site, and mm-hmm. those internships will be specifically paired to the interest and the skill set of the volunteer. And everyone, I'm assuming public transportation or maybe walk, depending on the location of the partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out there till about 5 o'clock and then come back, do those evening things, eat dinner with the group, have evening prayer, do some activities together, but also have time to, you know, personal time to study, call mom and dad. You know, those kind of things too. So,
now, you mentioned that this could potentially provide some internship hours for a student as well. So perhaps someone who is looking at maybe a career, a vocation in social work or some sort of caring or helping profession, this might be a good opportunity to get in that experience. Other fields that might apply as well?
Yeah, well, you know, every sort of organization that we partner with has all the nitty-gritty departments inside it, and all the mm-hmm. different faceted moments of life in whatever service organization you are, and that's accounting, that's kitchen most times, that's housekeeping, that's education kind of things, those are development kind of stuff, mm-hmm. philanthropy, and those kind of things. So we'll look at the skill set. What have you already studied? What are your interests? And those kind of things. And we'll partner you then with those organizations. So we may have two or three people at the same organization, but in completely different departments or even different sites in the city.
And so skills of really all kinds could could be applied and used, depending on what your skills or your gifts might be. There might be a good match for you in one of these settings.
Exactly. The partnerships, too, I think we have different leaders who, mm-hmm. maybe a campus pastor or a prison chaplain or something like that, will have a different set. And if there's a young man has interest in being a pastor, compared to, say, a CPA who really wants to have somebody from college come and help them in the accounting office. You know, so you have those mentorship kind mm-hmm. of moments in addition to the nitty-gritty just content kind of things.
So it could be someone who's thinking about serving as a pastor or another church worker. But as you said, CPA could be somebody who has the desire to learn how to manage and oversee the accounts for an agency or an organization that you're working with.
Right. This is one of those moments where we're breaking open the Lutheran doctrine of vocation.
Huh.
What is it that God has called you in your life to do? Vocatio. A calling, that Latin word. So when we look at the human life, all facets of it, you're a father, you're a mother, you're a brother, you're a sister, you're a son, a daughter, you're a housemaid, you're a teacher, mm-hmm. a doctor, what all of these things are.
And, a steward.
And exactly. God places you there, and that work that you do in those moments are holy works, good works, because they're done in the Christian life.
And they're being stewards of the gifts that we've been given as well, right?
Exactly.
That's really what vocation is all about, being a steward of all the work, the gifts that we've been given, including the talents, the skills, the experience, everything that we've had up to this point.
Yeah, so we're really, you know, pastors aren't any holier than any other Christian, or DCE isn't any holier, or deacon, but we are holy in the fact that Christ has washed us in his blood in our baptism, and now he's called us forth into various callings in our life.
Well, how can folks find out more? What opportunities lie ahead? You mentioned St. Louis and Philadelphia as opportunities. When does all of this launch?
Yeah, we're doing this year-long experience starting next August of 2015. We talked about internships, the family life. We'll have service opportunities mm-hmm. for the whole group to do at the congregation. But earlier this August, a month away from now, we're doing a small mini pilot in Philadelphia. It's 7 days long, mm-hmm. where we're going to take 10 students. We'll live right there at the church, and we'll do service opportunities right there. No internships for this short little thing.
Sure.
And pray, learn about God, learn about the theology of mercy, and help our neighbors right there in that North Philly neighborhood.
The mini pilot that you're doing in Philly this summer, you said in August, is that right?
August 11th through the 17th.
So the mini pilot you're doing this summer, who are you looking for? Who are good candidates for this this short one?
Yeah, if you finished your junior year of high school, mm-hmm. or just graduated from high school, or you finished your first year of college, those three things, mm-hmm. you're eligible to come. And so you're a member of a Lutheran church, Missouri Synod congregation, you are confirmed, and you've met one of those three criteria, you can apply. And how you apply is you go to www.lcms.org/events/youth-core.
All right. We'll try to provide a link to that as well.
Please do, because that's long.
lcms.org/events/youth-core, and core is spelled C-O-R-P-S.
S, corpse.
But it's not a zombie event.
No, definitely not. No, everyone will be living in the blood of Jesus.
So they can find out more that way, lcms.org/events/youth-core.
Yeah, that's yes. for the summer mini mm-hmm. pilot. If you drop the events backslashes mm-hmm. And just go lcms.org/youth-core, that'll have information about the whole program.
I see.
Yeah.
And so in preparation for this coming year, whether an individual who's listening to this and thinking that might be something for them, or maybe pastors or teachers or parents or grandparents thinking, you know, that would be good for so-and-so. They could certainly share that information with them and in preparation for this year. What do they need to be thinking about over the coming year? When do applications begin for the 2015 program?
Yeah, we'll open that up later this fall, mm-hmm. Probably the end of October, mm-hmm. Right, maybe at Reformation time. So nice apropos time. But then you'll have all of that next spring and the first part of the summer. We'll bring everybody here at the end of summer, right before we launch for training. So mm-hmm. Everyone will have to be ready that end of July, first week of August time.
Gotcha. So if you're planning on, or if you're hoping to do this in the coming year, in 2015, you want to start freeing up next summer. So you have some time in July and in August. You want to be ready to go by July for training and orientation.
Exactly. We try to do this August to August so you can really take off from school mm-hmm. and jump back in and not miss a beat.
Sure.
Not have to come in a weird, winter quarter or something like that.
And I'm sure for many students that might make a difference, especially if you're on the semester system. Some institutions might start in mid-August as opposed to late August or September.
Yeah, we'll finish the end of July and give you like 2 weeks before...
catch your breath.
Before August starts, catch your breath.
Because you're going to be tired, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We'll work you hard.
But it sounds like an outstanding experience, opportunity to study each day, to pray, to grow in fellowship with folks kind of in the same boat as you, in similar life stages as you, to get to study with them and grow in fellowship with them, but also get to use the gifts and talents and the things that God has given you to serve in St. Louis or in Philadelphia. Any inkling? You mentioned we're starting domestically, maybe going internationally after that?
Most definitely. The whole program is modeled off of a program that we used to have in the Missouri Synod called Prince of Peace Volunteers, which ended up being an exclusively international program, which then most of that program morphed into what is the now globally engaged and outreach mm-hmm. GEO program that our international program has. So we're hoping to solidify the domestic side of the program and then continue to have a similar experience overseas, maybe the Dominican Republic, in Germany, Madagascar, so on and so forth. So
very good. The dates for this summer, again, for the mini program?
Yeah, August 11th through the 17th.
And they can find out more at lcms.org/events/youthcorps with a PS
yes.
at the end. And the 2015 program, they can find out more at lcms.org/youthcorps. Well, we've been talking with the Reverend Stephen Cholak, Special Ministries Coordinator for the Office of National Ministry Youth Ministry. Pastor Cholak, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Andy. It was great to be with you.
Coming up in a little bit, we've got more of his time. Stick around for that on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.